Yes, 5 minutes ago, he
died from the light.
If we were talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children
grown?
And the answer might be, yes, years ago, they all
rolled up.
If I said, are you Miss, you'd say, yes,
I am Miss Lynn.
If I asked, are you tired, you might say, no,
I'm not tired.
You might say, I don't do that, but he
does.
And I always behave myself, but he
doesn't.
You might say to somebody, I thought you, what, coming with us? I thought you
were coming with us.
And we, what, going to town when it started to rain? We
were going to town.
If I asked you if you do many things, you'd answer, yes, there are, what, a lot of things I do. There. Would you say there is a lot of things I do?
Yes.
If I wanted to know the color of some roses you've grown, I might ask you, what color?
All the roses.
And the answer would be, the roses?
Red.
If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I
haven't.
If I asked you, was it a nice day, you might say, no, it
rained.
Yeah, or if you didn't want to be that specific about it, you could either say it was or
it wasn't.
If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you could say he mustn't do it or he
shouldn't.
If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, yeah, I
might.
Would you ever use an expression like might can do it or might could do it?
Hmm?
Would you ever use an expression like I might could do it?
Yes, I use that sometimes. It might not be correct. See, I said it just then. It might not put in the, it might not be correct.
Uh-huh.
But that didn't sound so good, does it?
Well, it sounds all right to me. As you didn't use the could though.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever say I might could do something?
Yes, I've said that too. Uh-huh. It's whatever I want to say I do.
Let's see. What's another way to say came close to doing something? You might say, I slipped and I didn't quite fall down, but I
come close. Well, I did come close and broke my wrist.
Oh, my heavens. When did you do that?
Oh, just before Thanksgiving last year, and I'm still having to go to the doctor with it.
That would be a bad thing to break.
It was crushed in here, and I take therapy for it. Well, I've taken 12 times out that Memorial Hospital every time, and it's still been treated.
Well, how did it happen?
Just stepped backwards through that door. I had been playing with the grandchildren, and I just caught on the saw and I went to fall.
Oh, my gosh.
Pushed it back and broke it.
Well, can you use it all right now?
Not as good as I should.
Uh-huh.
See, it's got something growing in here. The doctor said it probably have to be operated on.
Now let's see these next questions. There'll be one word that I'll try to get you to say to every question, because we're interested in how you'd say it. A penny is 1 cent, and a dime is
10 cents.
If somebody moved into a house in 1960, you'd say, he moved in 1960, and he's lived there ever
since.
On December the 25th, you say, what, Christmas?
Now, what did you
say? On December the 25th, you say, what, Christmas? When you see your friends, you say,
Merry Christmas.
A sausage or a weenie in a roll is called a
hot dog.